Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
We have our guest for this hour, and it's Zeb from the Wild Heart Animal Sanctuary. Hello, Zeb.
Hello, thank you for having me again.
And how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. I'm not enjoying the heat, but we are here and we've got a lot to do this week, so it should be pretty good.
Zeb, tell us all about what you do at the Wild Heart Animal Sanctuary.
So I've got a really varied job. So I'm Head of Learning and Discovery, which sounds like a lot, and it actually has so many different things in it. Anything to do with education, working with children. We also have the volunteers under us, experiences. So lots and lots.
Wow. So you're part of something fabulous that's going to be happening this whole weekend. Tell us about that.
So this is our fourth annual FOCAS Fest. So that's Focus on Conservation Science. And it's basically a really cool festival over the next 2 days of the weekend. And it covers all sorts of things, nature-based, anything science. We have loads of different exhibitors, about 40 coming in with us.
That's fabulous. So the 40 exhibitors coming this weekend.
Yeah, so we've got people from our Hampshire Wildlife Trust guys. We've got Ants on a Rock, who bring some ants, which would be really cool. We've got, there's so many different ones, trying to pick out which ones. Island Craftworks. We've got the Vectis Astronomy Society again. They are amazing. They take over most of our Pluto rooms and they do some really, really cool stuff. There's absolutely tons and tons of different people that are coming. And we've got Scarlet Oak Theatre coming for the first time. So they're like headlining the festival. And they do these really cool puppet shows. So they've got, I think, a little rhino, a kia, an orangutan and an iguana. And they teach you all about those animals.
So is this festival for the weekend, the FOCAS, is that something that's for youngsters or is it for all ages?
All ages. So I mean, I think at any age you can take something from it.
Absolutely.
So it's very family focused, as generally we are, but I think if you have a love of learning and a love of sort of the natural world, it's the place for you.
It sounds like it is. And I'm very interested, you were saying earlier about ants.
Yeah, so as part of, so each year I always try and look out for new exhibitors, and so I contact loads and loads and loads of different people to see if they have something that would work for us that they might come.
Fabulous. So have you been at Wild Heart for a long time?
I'm in my fourth or fifth year now.
Year. Wow. So you've seen lots of changes in that time.
Oh, immensely. Like the amount of work that has gone into the place while I've been there. Even so, I've recently had a baby, and in even the time I was off on maternity leave, the amount of change and like improvement to the place is always happening. It's amazing.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So at the Wild Heart Animal Sanctuary, you do all sorts of different events that come up over the year. But this one is part of the Biosphere Festival, isn't it?
Yes, I want to do quite a big shout out to them because they are doing an amazing job sort of highlighting all the different parts of the biosphere and bringing the community together. So we're sort of headlining the first weekend and it actually runs for 9 days. I think they've got actually 100 different events going on that over that period as well.
Fabulous. Because it is something that's really important, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I think I want to say one of 7 or 9 biosphere reserves in the UK, and that in itself is absolutely massive and it should be really celebrated.
Indeed. Now, looking on here, a biosphere reserve, which is the Isle of Wight actually, isn't it? Yeah. It's an area that's been recognised by the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organisation. So, yes, the United Nations, for its combination of ecological and cultural diversity and also a desire to see these qualities used to support a sustainable and resilient way of life for people who live and work there. So it's a huge thing. So the biosphere on the Isle of Wight covers the whole of the Isle of Wight, doesn't it?
And some, I think it covers a load of the marine areas around, and I think it actually covers a tiny bit of the coast as well.
Fabulous. So the Isle of Wight has been awarded the Biosphere Reserve since 2019. Now the festival itself is, as Zeb said, 27th of June to the 5th of July. Now, if you want to find out more information, head to iwbiosphere.org. There's a great website there. A lot of things are free or low cost. And they're all across the island, aren't they, in various places, including Sandown.
Yeah, and we're actually slashing our entry prices as part of it. So if you book ahead of time, it's only £3.50 per person, which is incredibly cheap.
So that's great, isn't it? And from the point of view of Wild Heart, what else is going on there at the moment?
So obviously the bears have been here just over a year now, which is incredible. And we're currently just starting to have a look at our just generic strategy across the site to plan what's next, really. I mean, I know there are a few things that work, but I'm not sure what is the secret, so I don't want to give the game away too early. But always keep your eyes peeled. Like, we're always up to something with new plans on the horizon.
That's certainly true. Now, Terry does a great link in our afternoon show here on a Monday.
Yes.
Nature's Weird and Wonderful.
Ooh. Yeah, because that's what I do with that normally, is that I tend to cover certain types of animals that might be overlooked, or some of the strangest that we have in our world. So not just in the UK, just anywhere in the world, really.
That's great. So the event at the weekend, what time does it start and what time does it finish each day?
So there's two slots. There's a morning and an afternoon slot. So the morning, I think, is 9:30 till 1, and the afternoon is 1:30 till 5. So you only have access between those two times.
Okay. So it's great that there are so many things going on. But what can people expect when they arrive?
So I think to be sort of inspired would be my main thing. Like, you can go in and expect like the normal sanctuary if you've been before and think, oh, I'm gonna see all those amazing animals I normally get to see. But also just the vibe of the event is, it's so relaxed whilst also being so great for like education. So if you have kids at home, they're like, I want them to get out this weekend and do something, say learn something, but also have a like excitement about that. This is that sort of event. Like, it's really cool.
So it's a little bit like Vectis Radio in a way. Inform, entertain and inspire.
It is.
Absolutely. So if you are wanting to head to the Focus Festival this weekend at the Wild Heart Animal Sanctuary, how can people get tickets?
So you can buy them online. So I would highly suggest doing that, because on the door they are £7. So go to our website, go to our What's On page, go find Focus in the listings, and then go ahead, buy your tickets. Buy them as soon as you can, because they are starting to sell quite quickly now. So
okay.
I would buy soon to avoid disappointment. But we will have whatever's left over for each session on the door for £7 per person.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that. Now, I just wanted to touch before we go that you have 50 years of caring for animals at the Wild Heart Animal Sanctuary. Not you personally, of course. But 2026 is marking the 50th birthday, isn't it?
It is. And I'm not exactly sure. I know we've got some stuff going on in September to really earmark that. But there's going to be a big celebration, that more information is going to be coming out soon. But it's absolutely fabulous that we've already done 50 years as an organisation.
That's just great, isn't it? So if you want to find out more, head to wildheartanimalsanctuary.org. And thank you so much for popping in to see us today, Zeb. And I'll see you on Saturday.
Cool. See you Saturday. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.